Gemara brought a raya from the Ilan Samach Hasadish HaChaveray. And the Gemara said it's talking that Ikatsunma, that's why you only have to be Machik because of Avaydis HaKerem. Or not for Avaydis HaKerem, you would not have to be Machik. That was the Gemara's Tashma, and that was the Gemara's Teretz that is talking the Mafsik Tzunma. Yesterday I mentioned that I had Shver. Why doesn't the Gemara say that this is going like the Rabbanan when there's no Gira delay? And like Tysis' first pshat at the bottom, Tysis in the Rosh Hashita, Rav is only talking when there is Gira delay. So then there's no raya from here. Because this Mishnah could be going like the Mandiyamar in a case where there's no Gira delay, like the Rabbanan. And Rabbah could say, I'm talking like Rabbi Yossi. I mentioned that yesterday as a kasha. I said I didn't find anybody who asks it. So I did find that the Pnei Shloima does ask the kasha. He says, V'yesh li yashev. He doesn't say his teretz. He says, V'yesh li yashev, and he doesn't explain what his teretz is. We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. Shabbos says yesh liyashu. We can have a Shabbos about how to answer it, but I don't know. Okay, at the end of Shia yesterday, I mentioned to you a Ravid. Ravid and Rabban are going on the following case. Someone plants an Elon at a time that there is a Tzunma between my field and my neighbor's field. And I plant an Elon totally beheter. It's not the heter because I'm first. It's a heter because there's a tzunma. There's something, a means of protection. Then, over time, the tzunma disintegrates. The tzunma falls apart. And now, later, my shroshim are now going into your field, and they're causing hezek in your field. That's the case that we're talking about. So the Ravid and Ramban argue about this case. The Ravid said that if it was Nekar HaTzunma, so that's called that he was Sanach Behater. And you can't force him to take away the tree. Because when he put it there, there was no Tzunma. He learns that into the Gemara. The Ravid does. The Ravid says that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Elav Tzunma means if the Tzunma disappears, so Mamik Shlosh Tzvachim, you can't force him to pull away the tree. And that's because he was there first. Ramban disagrees. Ramban says that's not called Tzumah Behetera. Tzumah Behetera is if the Nizik wasn't here yet, I planted. But if the Nizik was here, and I plant. Just right now, I have a protection that what I plant is not going to hurt you. So of course I can plant. Is it tzunma? Is it some type of protection? If that protection goes away, so that means I'm doing it b'isur. Because now what I did is a mazik. So that's not called I did it b'heter. That's called that I did it b'isur. Because what happened? You were there first. I came, I put my shroshim, I put my tree. My tree had a protection around it. Had a tzunma around it. So that's not called I did it beheter. I just did it in an oifen. It's not mazikyu. If now it's an oifen, then it is mazikyu. So if I'm second, you're first. And there's a problem. This is the machlokes, the Ramban and the Ravid in the case, which is slightly different. We keep on having this cases that are a little different. This Shani, that Shani. So here, they argue in a case which is a little different than what we talked about till now. Where he's Samach Behetera because he had a protection of a Tzumma. And we have Machlaikas derived in the Ramban. In the Shulchan Aruch, again in Kuf Nun Dalet, Sifte Zayi, which we've been quoting all along, the Ramah brings a Tshuva Sarash. In the case of the Tshuva Sarash,
is that Reuven had windows that he opened kineged his friend's chatzar, Shimon's chatzar. So how was he allowed to open the windows? Not allowed to open a window into someone else's chatzar. The time he opened the windows, there was a kaisel mafsik. He couldn't see into the other person's house. It was a kaisel b'neim. And therefore, he's allowed to open the window. And then the kaisel fell down. So the Rosh was asked the shayla. So the Rosh said, because of a Rosh b'tshuva, Sarach listem chaloy noisav. That this is not called you made it beheter, that you're mechuyev to close your windows. Because you only were allowed to open your windows because there was a kaisel there. Once the kaisel falls, so now you have to be soysen your chalois. This was the psak of the Tshuva Sarash. And the Rabbah brings the Yesh Chayokin. The Aga'inim, the Shitas Aga'inim is that you don't have to close your window. If when I open my window, it's beheter. There's a wall. So now, I'm not mechuyev to close my window. This is the machlokes, the Rosh and the Gaonim. Zaktik Tzais, the two machlokes in Ahainu Hach. It's really all one machlokes. Because the Ramban and the Rosh are saying the same thing. Ramban and the Rosh are saying that Kol Zman, that the Mazik comes after the Nizik, that the Nizik was there already. And just when he puts in his mazik, there's a protection. When that protection comes away, he doesn't have that he was samach behetera, that he did it behet. Because the nizik was there before the mazik. Just the mazik did it in a way that there's some sort of a protection. The ga'inim is the same as the shittas ha'ravid. The ga'inim and the ravid are saying that Fakarat, they're saying that that's called Behatera. So at the time I did it, there was no Hezek. The Hezek comes later when the wall falls down and the Tzunna disappears. So Mimela, the Tzais learns that these two cases are identical cases and that it's all the same Achlaik, it's all the same Nidin. On Beis Amid Aleph, at the bottom of the Amid, we had a case of Mechitzas Kerem Shenifritza. You plant Tua, I plant a vineyard. There's a wall between us, there's no problem. When the wall falls down, so the Bala Kerem was considered to be the Mazik, because it's the Bala Kerem that makes a client a Kerem. The Bala Kerem has to replace the wall. And if he doesn't replace the wall, so how is it kiddush v'chayev achriyusa? If he doesn't replace the wall, he's chayev neachrayus. So Rav Shmuel, in the shiurei of Shmuel, he says l'chayra, this is the same exact case. What's the case of the kerem? At the time he planted the kerem, there was a wall. That was mafsik between my kerem and your tefillah. So at the time I planted the kerem, I had no problem. Later the wall fell down. Isn't that exactly the same thing as the Rosh and the Yishalkin? Or the Ravid and the Ramban? The same thing. He put the kerem. Now l'chayra, he should tie now, I did it samach behetera. I came first. The kerem comes first, and the tefillah comes second, he's not responsible. So why over there, in the case of that Beis, why doesn't he have a taina that the kerem, Bala Kerem should say, I came first, then the Meila, I'm Behatera. Chayra, that's a raya to the Ramban and the Rosh. That any time you put a Behatera, but the Nizik was there already, just you put up a protection, you put up a gather. If the protection falls, you don't have a heter of Samach Behetera. You're still responsible as if you weren't Samach Behetera. three cases seem to be mamish the same case, even physically. Right? In one case it's roots, so there's a barrier, a tzunda. In one case it's seeing, so there's a barrier, a wall. In one case there's a kerem, so there's a barrier, a geder. In all cases, you didn't originally the heter, and the protection fell down. So the Ramban and the Rosh say that there's no heter, no din of samach beheterah. That's the same as the phase of an aleph, as the case of the kerem. Now the case of the kerem is a mishnah or a brisa. So b'chayre that's a raya, it's a brisa. B'chayre it's a raya to the Rosh and the Ramban. What?
One of them is that maybe he bought the rights from a person.
He's not tiny, he bought the rights. He's tiny, he bought the rights, so it'll have to be done. Now we're talking in a case where he's not tiny.
If what? It doesn't matter if there's a wall between them. The wall falls apart and you have the rights.
Oh, you mean about a case of Klein? No. So that's what Shmuel answers. Shmuel answers that the phase could be different. When we learned that phase, we asked the kasha. A klayim is also if you have kerem and tefuah. Why is the bala kerem any more responsible than the bala tefuah? To do an averi, you need klayim, you need tefuah. So they're both responsible. So we said that the Torah puts the responsibility of klayim on the bala kerem. However, we understood that in hilchos klayim. In dinei klayim, the Torah puts the responsibility on the bala kerem. Since Bedine Isser, the Torah puts the responsibility on the Bala Kerem, Mamela, it's his responsibility, and Ledine Mamin, there are ramifications to that. Mamela, it's that way Bedine Mamin too. So Shmuel says that Adarab, they'll be Machzik, the way we learned that phase, the client is different because clients, this is Dine Isser. The Dine Isser throw the Achrayas, the responsibility, on one person. So there was different. This says, the Rosh Ramban will hold it's a good raya, but the Raven and the Yesh Chalkim, the Gainim, are going to answer that Klein is different, because Klein is based on Dine Yisr. Once in Dine Yisr, it's the Balak Kerem's responsibility to put up the wall. He shouldn't be over in Aveira. He can't leave no wall and say, I'll pay you. He's Mechuyah Dine Yisr, not to be over on Dine Klein. So there it's different. There with Dine Yisr is the Mechayim, so that can't be compared to a case of so we said that it was a mashmoy satira that the Bala Kerem is responsible wherever the limit is from, because Tvua by itself is regular Klayim, doesn't have Dinei Yisr Hanoah. Klayim which had Kerem which gives it a Chaymer, that's why the Amach and the Bala Kerem wherever it comes from, Dinei Klayim, that's how Shmuel answers the Raya. Takaponim, this is the Ktsais. The Ktsais is a Bekitzer. He just says the two Machlaisim are the same and finished. Pesach Tshuva, Tzech and Tzura, Bekida Eger, learns the Machlaikis differently. Not the Ramban and the Ravid. He learns the Ramban and the Ravid the same way. But he says that when the wool falls down, the machlaikas, the Rosh and the Gainim is different machlaikas. Machlaikas, the Rosh and the Gainim is, if I open a window into your Rishus, and I can look into your Chatzim, and there's a wall. When the wall falls down, how do you look at me being mazik you? Do you look at it now as giridali? I'm looking into your Rishus, I'm mazik you. Or, it's a hezekah de memela. That's the lashon of the ga'inim, which the Shulchan Aruch brings. Shulchan Aruch says, why did the ga'inim say, if the wall falls down, I don't have to close my window? Sfirulu de hezek ria mikri hezek de memela. Umayach shasa beheta ala nizik lahachik hazatzim. The Kiv Eger learns that Shan Machlaik is different than the Ktzos. That the Machlaik is here is whether Hezekiah, when I open a window, then Hezekiah is considered that I'm mazik you. There's no shiloh that we had in the first panel. But where the window's already there and the wool falls down,
The question is whether that's called a hezek the memela, or a hezek the payel. Is that considered a maisa hezek, or a hezek the memela? And the taina of the eshchalkim is that that is, it's only a hezek the memela. That's pshat. It's a hezek the memela. You're doing things. I look out, and you're embarrassed. Like, what is hezekria? Right, you're doing private things, and I look out, and I'm embarrassing you by looking out. What do you mean that's hezek to memela? What's the answer? Why would hezekria be hezek to memela? Stum. So why? What's taken a pshat? What's the pshat? It's a memela dika hezek. It's not a memela. When I look out, and I look at you, I'm embarrassing you. How do we learn Hezekiah last man? Lav davka that I'm embarrassing you. Right? Hezekiah, we said last man, you put it two ways. Either I look at you and you feel embarrassed, or that when my window is open, I could tell you I won't look. I want to say I won't look. The Hezek of Hezekiah is that memela, you're going to hold back from doing things in your chatzah. Amazik your chatzah. Because now you're not going to be able to do private things because you're nervous I'll be looking. You're like, I won't look. Well, we learned Hezekria, at least like some Rishayim, is pshat, that not that when I look at you I embarrass you, that's the Hezek. But it's a Hezek on the karka. I'm ruining your chatzur. Your chatzur is no longer suitable for doing private things. That, taka makes sense, it's a Hezek to memela. Right? Isn't it a hezek to memela? Why is the value of your backyard going down? You can't do private things. It's going down because the wall fell down. Memela, you can't do private things. It's nothing I'm doing that's causing the hezek. So this is the way Kivager, it seems from the Gais HaGro also, the way they understand the machlaikis. And Lefis adds, it's a totally different machlaikis. Two machlaikis are not similar. All the Niske Shechenim appear to be a type of a Gram or a Gani. All the Niske Shechenim we have are never Adam. If it's Adam Amazik, then it's not more than a Gram or a Gani. All of them. All of them. Dine Shechenim, whatever the halachas are, to have to. Okay, there's one more case here, one more case. He has another case, still Sif Tazayim. We did the whole Sif Tazayim, as we'll do the last case also. There's one more case. This is a case where you have three neighbors, Dave and Buster's. There are three neighbors, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon have homes, and Levi has a chatzar or a dina next to him. So you have your three houses. There's one house that has windows here. This belongs to Reuven. You have a second house, belongs to Shimon. It's also got windows. And here is Levi's chatzar. Levi's chatzar, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Okay. Now, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Levi, in his chatzar, can't do anything private because Shimon has windows open to his chatzar. Okay. Let's say it's a case where Shimon either he was there first, or whatever heter he had to originally do it, Shimon had a heter, and he opened windows to Levi. Maybe he sold the Kugina to Levi and he left himself to rights. Whatever the case is. This was the setup for years. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. And this boy was. So, Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. This is the Chuvah Sarajba to Ashaya. Reuven purchased Shimon's house. Now, when Reuven buys Shimon's house, so we know, we have an old rule. Ma mocha rishon l'sheni, kol sfa shabiyada.
If Reuven buys Shimon's house, he doesn't have to close the windows. Just like Shimon had the right to have the windows, Reuven has the right. That is no shock. No question. Then Reuven knocked down Shimon's house. He bought Shimon's house to knock it down. Made himself a yard, parking lot, whatever he did. So now Shimon's house is gone. It's open. And now you could see from Reuven's window out into Levi's chatzar. So Levi comes with a taina to Reuven. Block up your windows. Your windows have no right. Reuven's house has no right to look into Levi's chatzar. Block up your windows. And I shouldn't be missing from looking out of your house. So what do you say? What should be the din? What do you say? I thought this is an easy one, right? Huh? What's it in? So in this case, you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Shimon knocks down the house. So the Rosh said, Reuven, there's no tie on Reuven. No tie on Reuven. Levi couldn't do anything anyway. Levi's Rishus, he couldn't do anything anyhow. So what's the difference? You're not that Shimon, now Reuven's looking out. So my nephew me. That was the Rosh's Tshuva. So that Rosh's Tshuva is very mistaver. I don't have any kashas on it, no aras on it. However, Tzai says on this that this is only if Reuven bought Shimon's house the way the Maisa was. What would be the din if Reuven didn't buy Shimon's house? If he bought Shimon's house and didn't knock it down, then it's pshita. This is my mamach rishon l'shem. If he bought Shimon's house and it did get knocked down, so it's a small chiddush that whatever rights he had in Shimon's house, he could transfer to Reuven's house. It belongs to Reuven. What happens if Reuven didn't buy Shimon's house? Just Shimon's house fell down by itself. Now Reuven's window looks out to Levi. So to Tzais, in that case, Reuven would have to be Tzais from his windows. Reuven would have to be Tzais from his windows. Again, subject to the Machlokes, the Ramban, and the Ravid that we're talking about. But if you hold that if the Kaisel falls down, you have to block up your windows. He says, in this case, when Shimon's house fell down, Reuven will have to block up his windows. He has no right to be Mazik Levi. As I state in Kitzos. So this is already a tremendous Tiddush. Because here, Reuven is really, how's he being Mazik Levi? In what way is he being Mazik Levi? Till now, Levi couldn't do private things in his rishus because Shimon's window looked out on him. And now, Reuven's window's looking out on Levi. So in what way is Reuven being Mazik Levi? Now, if you hold that Hezekiah is, when you look, you embarrass him, then the concise is understandable. Reuven has no right to look out his window and embarrass Levi. Shimon had a right to embarrass him. Reuven didn't have a right to make him feel bad. So if you learn that Hezekiah is embarrassing him, so it's true. If someone has a right to beat up someone, somehow he has a right to hit him. So I can't come and say, okay, so I'll hit him. Of course not. Someone has a right that his animal should pasture in someone's field and eat the grass. So say, his animal's not going, my animal will go. It's Pashut. If Hezekiah is that you're mazik by seeing, then the Ketzais is easily understood. Because just because Shimon was allowed to be mazik by looking out into Levi and making him feel bad, that doesn't mean Reuven has a right to look out of his window and make him feel bad. So then we understand the Ketzais. But if we're going to learn that Hezekiah is that you're making the other person's field less useful, because he can't do private things, So my nafkamina, if Shimon's window was open to Levi's field, or if Reuven's window was open. Doesn't seem he's causing any damage. When Shimon's building was up, he couldn't do it. If Shimon's building comes down, it continues the same way. A little harder to understand if you learn Hezekiah's that your mazik is chatzar. A little harder to understand than if you learn that it's mazik the person. So, on the part of these are the two Chuvus HaRash, the two Chidushim of Ketzais on the Rush. Both Ketzais and what? The Gaonim for sure argue, yeah. Gaonim would hold Tazik to Mimela, and or they'll hold like the right, each shot in the Gaonim. So these are the two Ketzais, and they're both Kuf and Dal. One, the first one was Vav, and the second one is Zayin. And both of them. The Hari of both of them is that if you learn the Hezek of Hezekiah is that it's a Memeletika Hezek, the Memele, you can't use the field. So then the first size, the way he learns the Eshkayokim is the Yabokrach. And the second size, the Chayr also is not so strong if you learn that. Okay, Al Koponim, let's see the next Tashma, back to the Gemara. Now here you're going to ask me a question. How could the Gemara bring a raya from the Rabbana and it's not Rav Yaisi? But here, the Gemara, we're going to get to it. This is certainly from that. But the Gemara in Yom Hadays, we'll get to it. And this definitely is a raya. There's no two ways to learn. This is the Rabbana speaking. We see when there's leka bar, that you can be saimach. So it's a raya from the Rabbanan, in the Shita to Rabbanan, it's a raya to Abaya. Later, Rav Yezi is talking about a raya. But in the Rabbanan, it's a raya. So the Gemara, no. Ki leka bar nami lo saimach ha-kamash mo'an da'at ha-feyama az li-shorashim u'mas ki labar. So good, the reishi katash that way. Yachi em a-sefer. Im ilum kadim lo yakutz. How is the ilum kadim? What does it mean? Elam kadim lo yakutz. How is Elam kadim? Vaistais that like Abaya. So the Gemara kadamar papa blakeach and nami blakeach. What does blakeach mean? So here we have, I think there are four pshatim to be shown in what taish blakeach. We start with Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that I own the field. I planted a tree. And after I planted the tree, I sold off a piece of my land to you, and you want to dig a bar. That's the case. So how is it Kadam Ilan? Not like Abaya. Abaya says Kadam Ilan because you're allowed to plant a tree next to your neighbor's field. So Gemara, nothing doing. It's talking that the one person owned the field, he planted the tree, and then he sold the other half to his friend. And now his friend wants to dig a bar. So that's an Ilan Kadim. That's the case of the Seif of the Mishnah, where it says the din of Ilan Kadim. Ilan is first. What do you do? The Rivam says, apparently Rivam has no problem in din with Rashi. But Tosfos brings, a Nero the Rebar Mordechai, the Lashon HaGemara is Biloy Keach, not B'Meichir. So therefore the Rivam switches it around. Same story. One person owned a field and he planted a tree. Just instead of saying that he sold a half to the other person and the other person wants to dig a bar, the case is he sold the half with the tree to the other person and he wants to dig a bar. So Chayra, Ma'inaf Kamin, it's the same exact story. The Ilan is first, Beheter, because it was planted when it belonged to one person. So Chayra would seem to us, big deal. He sold this half, he sold that half. Well, it's exactly the same. What's the difference which half he sold? Right? And that would seem even to be true, even Lamaskana, if everything we're going to talk about, it's true. What's the difference which half he sold? Wasn't it that he sold the half with the tree, and he wants to dig a bar? He sold the half without the tree, and the other person wants to dig a bar mitzvah nafkamina. Dealing is first. The shayla is with dealing is first. What to do? The question is why. Oh, so now the case is the other person dig a bar, so that's the seifa. The other person digs a bar. He has a tine on the tree. So now the seifa says, why didn't Rashi say like the Riva? Okay, what's the difference? You sold this half, you sold that half, the din should be the same. What was Ma'akev and Rashi from learning like the Riva? So the Ketzais in Chuf Nun Heis of Kut Yud Gimel has a pshat in why Rashi didn't want to learn like the Ketzais that he sold the half that had the tree. What's the difference if you sell your half? If you keep the half of the tree, you sell the half of the tree. So he says that Rashi would have had no problem in this part of the Mishnah which half you sold. But the Mishnah goes on. The Mishnah says in the next line, another case. If it's a suffix. Suffix zekadam, suffix zekadam, lo yokuts. If it's a suffix who was first, in other words, whichever case we're talking about now by Elikeach, if it's a suffix, meaning it's a suffix if the tree was planted before he sold the field, or a suffix if the tree was planted after he sold the field. Usually the case is, one person says, the Bala Ilan says it was there first, and the other Bala, the Eidah Bala Ilan says, no, it was there later, and no one could prove it. So if it's a suffix, what do you say? The Mishnah says, lo yikatz. If it's a suffix, you don't have to cut down the tree. Okay, that's right. If you have a suffix, lo yikatz. There's a klal in Shas that we call kan nimtza kan haya. It doesn't appear that often in the Gemara. A few places. Yeshiva, most of the Yeshiva Shaprakim, we don't have it that often, except in Ksudas. What is kan nimtza kan haya? It's the following. I'll tell you the cases, then we'll talk about what the lumdis is. The Gemara has a case. I sell you a behemoth. I sell you a behemoth. You want to shecht an animal, you want meat, so I sell you an animal. And you take the animal. And let's say 2 days later, you take it to the sheikhit, you shecht the animal. And when they open up the animal, they find a machat, a needle, sticking into the beis hakaisis. There's a needle sticking into the stomach. And they pass in its trace. So what do? You come running back to the seller and you say, give me my money back. Give me my money back. They found the animal you sold me has a needle in it. He says, who says, I sold it to you with the needle? Maybe it swallowed the needle in the 2 days that you owned it. Right, a 20th century, a 21st century equivalent would be, someone saw someone a car. And 2 days later, he opens the hood and he sees a crack in the part of the car. He goes back to the seller. He says, there's a crack. He says, who says it got cracked by me? Maybe it got cracked by you. No? Same exact shadow. What do you do in such a case? So there's a rule, kan nimtza kan haya, that if the needle was found when the buyer owned it, we say the needle came when he had it. The needle was found by him. He has, if he wants to take away money, he wants to make the money from the meicher. He has to prove it was there earlier. Okay, good. Even if he didn't pay for the animal yet, and he's the muzik, even in a case where the person who bought the animal is a muzik, he didn't pay for it yet. So he tied this to the other person. All right, so it's a suffix. You prove to me that the needle came later. We say kanimsa kanhaya, and he has to pay for the
He has to pay for the animal. And we assume the needle came kan yimsa, wherever you find it, that's where we assume that the needle came into the animal. That's one case. The other cases are similar. There's a second case. Subis daf ayin hey. Where a woman gets married and they find a mum. And whatever the mum that's ma'akiv, so the Gemara goes through a list of mumim that make a kedushay tos. And the husband tainis that it's kedushay tos, the mum existed before. And the father tainis, no, when she married you, she was okay, this came later. But obviously, it's the type of mum that could come later. So it says, if the mum was found with Beis Avia before the suin, it was in the father's house, so Allah Abla Hevi Raya. It was found in the husband's house, so Allah Abla Hevi Raya. Because Kanim Tzakanhaya, if after she comes to the husband's house, there's a mum, so we say the mum happened here. That's the Gemara, that's the second case in the Gemara of Kanim Tzakanhaya. I don't like to compare women to someone who buys an animal, but it's the same idea of a mekach going from one rishus to the other. The question is, when did the mum come? So the Gemara compares it. It compares one to the other. There's a third case, which is in Ksubis, that says Vav, where the Gemara doesn't say anything about Kanim Sekanhaya, but Rashi and Tosis both learn the pshat to the Gemara Kanim Sekanhaya. It's a similar, very similar case. A man marries a woman, and afterwards they find that she's not a basula, and she says that I was nenas after I came into your rishus. She's nemenas. The Mishnah Rabban Leo says she's nemenas. So there, Rashi and Taisus both mention the same idea. She could be that she was nenas earlier. Nafkamin is a ksuba. The husband's saying you're a ba'ula, and my ksuba should be 100. She says no. Mishrastani nenasti. The oinus was later, and it says not mishrastani, but after I came into your after the suin, after the ksuba nenasti. So the Rashi Taisus say the same thing. That kanim tzakanoya, that's why she's believed. She katayna. That it happened later. Also, it's a shinoi in haguf. What things a different mum or she's a bula. Whatever the mum is, kanim tzakanoya, we say it happened at the later time. These are three examples of kanim tzakanoya that are in Shas. Zaktik tzas. We have a rule of Kanyim Tzakan Haya all over Shas. Rashi couldn't learn like the Rivam. Let's see, what's the Rivam's case? Rivam's case is that the Ilan is in the hands of the Lekeach. The Lekeach buys a field. The Ilan is in his hands. Now they come to Bezdin. Now, if the Ilan was there before he sold it, then he has a right to have an Elon. If the Elon came after he sold it, then he has to be Iker as Elon. So they go to the Dintah. So Suffolk, if the Elon was there before, Suffolk if the Elon was there after, the Mishnah says, I might have a all over Rai. Zotik Tzais, that's weiter a case of Kadim Tzakanoi. I sold you a field. Everyone's Maida. I own this big field, and I sold you half. When did the tree come into the field? Did the tree come into the field earlier, when it was by me? Or did the tree come into the field later, when it was by you? So the rule of Kanim Tzakan Haya says that if we can't prove one way or the other, we assume the tree came in the hands of the buyer. That the shinui happened, whether it's a mum or a needle, or a bia, or a tree. The shinui happened in the hands of the buyer. So the case, if the case is that the ilan is in the hands of the lekeach, like the Rivam says, it will be shver that why suffik if it's here, suffik if it's there, lo yika. Somebody says, have a raya. Why say that? Say kanitsa kanhaya. And the lekeach, we assume you put the tree in later, and lekeach has to be kaitzitz. So because of this kasha on the Rivam, Rashi didn't learn like the Rivam. You can't learn that the lekeach has the tree. You have to learn fakert, that the meicher has the tree. The meicher has the tree, and now the lekeach wants to dig a bar. And now they're arguing, when did the meicher plant the tree? Did he plant the tree before the field was sold, after the field was sold? But the field was always in the meicher's hands. So there's no kind of sakanaya, because it was always in the meicher's hands. There was no lekeach, there was no change of rishusim. So it's a very geshmak of pshat in why Rashi could not learn like the Rivam. Because Rashi's tiny, that kanim tzakan hoya makes, if it's a suffix when it came, we always say it came later. This is the size, I learned this sugya to figure out why Rashi didn't hold like the Rivam. This is his mahalach, and why Rashi didn't hold like the Rivam. Now, kanim tzakan hoya is a favorite topic of the Shmaitza and the Shariyasha. They have in Shar Beis and Shmaitza Beis a big arichos in the Indian. So you know, if you look there, what they write, you'll have some spin on this tzayis. I didn't see the Shariyasha anything, but Rav Shmuel, the Shurei Rav Shmuel, Rav Shem's Talmud, he adds the kudas of the tzayis. First, let me tell you, it's all based on pshat. What's pshat in kanim tzakan hoya? What is the lamdis kanim tzakan hoya? What is it based on? So here, both the Shef Shmaitza, the Shmaitza Beis Perek Dalet, the Shari Yosha, go with the same pshat. Usually they like to have different pshat, but here, Shari Yosha is master to the Shmaitza. What is the pshat kanim tzakan hoya? Why is it the kan nimtza kan hoya that we say such a thing? Pashupshat, it's a type of a chazaka. Sort of a chazaka. A chazaka that the change happened later. Chazakas, we always say change happened later. So I guess pashupshat is, it's a sort of a chazaka that the change happened later. That's where you would learn pashup. But Tei Yeshua asks a kasha in Ksubis. Tei Yeshua argues that from Chazaka you can't be mighty mamon, because Ruba v'Chazaka Ruba Adis, and b'mamon ain't hocha b'mamon achar raiv. Can't be mighty mamon from a raiv. How can you be mighty mamon from such a Chazaka? So Tei Yeshua asks a kasha that when I sell you an animal and there's a needle in the stomach, so you want to go bust a chazaka and force the buyer to pay. The buyer says, maybe the needle was here when I bought it. We say, kanitza kanhaya, he has to pay. He says, it's not mistaver, it goes throughout chazaka, because usually we're not mighty money with chazakas. There are cases we are. But generally, we're not mighty money from a chazaka. So the Peshua asked this kasha on the way you normally learn kanitza kanhaya. Dr. Schmeitzer, you're right. Kanimsa Kanhaya doesn't go to Bateres Chazaka. But there's another one. It goes to for a different Siba. The reason is that Ein Machzikin, the Loshna of the Schmeitzer, Ein Machzikin Reyesa Mimakim Lamakim. We're not Machzik a problem until you see a problem. We don't assume there are problems until you see the problem. I had a hard time explaining what does it mean that not the problem until you see a problem. When we look at Subis, I came up with, I think, is a perfect marshal that would be a perfect example. You want me to tell it to you in the car version or in the animal version? I'll give it to you in the animal version. We'll figure it out in the car version. Let's say I sell you a behemoth. And the day after I sell it to you, you have it in your barn, the animal runs away, you never see it again. Do you have to pay me for the animal? You have to pay me? Of course you have to pay me, right? I didn't do anything. The animal ran away. You kinda to me, you don't want to pay. Maybe this animal has a trephis in it, which already existed when I sold it to you. Maybe the animal has a trephis, not even a needle. Maybe it has a hole in the lung that if you look at the hole, you could see it's a year old. Well, it can be a year old, but it's a half a year old. You tie it to me, I don't want to pay for it. Maybe the animal had a hole in the lung. So I tell you, right, animals ain't them trephis, right, behemoths ain't them trephis. So you tell me, ain't hokim b'mam, and achar arrive. You can't force me to pay. Maybe the animal was had trephis in it. I don't want to pay for it. No. Is anybody in their right mind going to say that that's a taina? Anybody in their right mind going to say that that's a taina? I sell you a car. The day after I tell you I sell you the car gets stolen. Pass for show. Gets stolen the day after I sell it to you. You didn't even pay for it yet. It got stolen. So you're telling me you don't want to pay. Maybe it was a lemon. Maybe the car was going to break down. Anybody in their right mind thinks that's a taina? Of course not. If you don't see a problem, you don't assume a problem. That's a machzik and reyesa. You don't assume there are problems unless you know there's a problem. The chiddush of kan nimsa kan haya is a machzik and reyesa m'makom l'makom. If you find a reyesa in one place, that doesn't give you a right to assume the reyesa existed earlier. It doesn't give you a right to say that the reyesa existed in the previous place. It's mechitesu. The rule of kad nimtze kan hoya is ein mazik in reyesa m'makom l'makom. L'may nafkamina. So the Shmaitzer says it's a nafkamina. Following case, which is also a gemara, neither dachnun ches. One woman lent a second woman a beged, clothing. And after the second woman wore it for a day, she found a kesem, it was a stain of dam on the clothing. So there are two shailas here. One shaila is the hilchos nida dika shaila. Was the kesem there when the clothing was lent to her? Or did it come from her? And the other shaila is a shaila of paying for the cleaning. Who pays to have it cleaned? So it's interesting, the halacha there is, out kesem, we say that the second woman has to assume she's tameh. She wore it, she found the kesem, stain of dam, you assume the blood came from her guf, she's a nida. But to pay for the cleaning, she doesn't have to pay for the cleaning. That's how Tosfos explains the Gemara. The Mishnah is very big kid, so that's how Rashi Tosfos explained the Gemara. The Kasha, of course, is Tosfos asks, say, kan nimtze kan haya, why shouldn't she pay for the cleaning? Right? She borrowed a beged. We don't know if the beged had the stain before or not. The stain is on the inside, you couldn't see it, whatever reason. It's a suffix, it was there earlier or later. So she's parted from paying. Why doesn't she have to pay to clean it? Say kanyin sakan haya, that the stain was found here. This is where the stain came. And for Tosfos, the way the Shmaitz explains Tosfos parents, no. To make someone have a nuchi of mamin, you have to have a raya brura, a mitzi mechaber, all of a raya. You want to be mitzi mamin and make her pay? You need a raya. To make a new chiyuv, you have to have a raya. Kan nimtze kan haya is not a raya. It's not a raya that the stain came by the second woman. It could have come by the first woman. Kan nimtze kan haya is that we don't make a reyesa. When there's already a chiyuv to pay, I bought a car from you, I bought an animal from you, I already have to pay. Now I'm tightening a reyesa, that there's a hole in the lung, there's a needle in the stomach. That reyesa, we don't say, existed previously.
That's all Kanim Sakanai is, that Reyesa, we don't say, you found a Reyesa now, your tiny it existed previously, to party yourself, you can't tie to that. Here, from what? From the Chesnida. So it's a good question, why not Chesnida with Mabel? Well, maybe I'll get to that. But as far as the Imamim is concerned, it's very clear. There's no Biru. You can't make a new Chi of Mamim without a bearer. And Kanim Sakanoya is only a rule in where something is found. It's not a rule it's only a rule in where something is found. It's not a rule in it's not Mevarer. It's not a Chazaka that's Mevarer anything. It doesn't prove anything. So remember, Kanim Sakanoya doesn't work. It brings another raya, the case where I sell you a cow. You shecht it 2 days later and you find a needle in the stomach. The halacha is, if you shecht an animal and you find treifas, all the milk it gave for the last 3 days is treif, is the cheskas treif. Because we're afraid, call of treif is treif, we're afraid the needle was there earlier. So the Rosh says, the Rashba, the Chumash Rashba says, the old milk or old gavina, you're going to have to throw away. Kanimsa Kanoya is not going to change the din of the milk or the din of the cheese. If it has other simonim on the treif, as long as you have to throw it away even longer. But certainly for the last 3 days, you have to throw away the treif. Anytime you find treif in an animal, you have to throw away the milk that was there before. So if the Rashba, that's true even here. I Kanimsa Kanoya, we say the needle came in the last 2 days. But the Shmaitza, that's not Mavar or anything. Kanim Sakanoi is not a proof of anything. It's philosophic. It doesn't prove a thing. It's a din, a dine mamin, that this reyesa doesn't party you from pain. Just like if you wouldn't have found a needle, the animal would run away, you can't tie him, maybe there's a needle. So if you do find a needle, you can't tie him, maybe there was a needle earlier. It's only a din in Amazika reyesa. What? Anida. So it's a good question. Why in Hilchos Nida is the first person Torah? So still, I'll come back to it in a second. You're right. It's for a different reason. But just getting back here, according to this Hesber, says Rav Shmuel, we can answer the Rivam from the Ketzais's title. The Ketzais said that if you sell a field, if you sell the half with the tree, it's a suffix if the tree was there yet or not. So what's the case? We come to Bezdin. I sold you a half of a field with you say the tree was there when I sold it to you. I say the tree was not there when you sold it to me. What are we arguing about? We're arguing because I want to dig a bar, and I'm telling you, get rid of your tree. I'm digging my bar, now get rid of your tree. It's not a case of reyes and mamakim lamakim. Kanin sekanoya doesn't even kick in here. Not I'm timing, there was a reyesa in what I got, because now there's a reyesa, so there's a reyesa before. That's not the case here. Here it's a case where we have a din taira on niske shcheinim, on whether you have rights or you don't have rights. You say you do have the rights, I say you don't have the rights. So we have to be mevarer who has the rights. But according to the Shmaitz's Hesber, time is the Rav Shmuel, that the ktsais, we can answer the rivam from the dimyan. This is Rav Shmuel's. This is all the Shmuel Rav Shmuel. The shorter sefer, I think, it was Isaac Bezir at Yimel. And this is all his Hesber in Machlokes here between Rashi and the Rivam, in which case it is. Now there's a third sheet of the Ritva. The Ritva says that the Baicha dug the bar and the Ilan. He dug both, and then he sold the Ilan. And the Gemara is saying that the Meicher buying, the question is, the Meicher buying Yafa Meicher? And therefore, he lets him have the Ilan going into the bar. That's the third pshat in the Gemara, the fourth pshat in the end of Tosis. So these are four pshat in this Kanim Sakana. In the case of Ilan Gehiganu, we're up to the next Toshma. Let's just start the Gemara for a minute. I want to just.
The next Toshma, Machikines, Amishra, Minayerek, Kershina, Minatsalam, Esachaydl, Minatvayim. This is the Sugi of Chargul. What's hard about the Sugi of Chargul is to follow step by step the Shakl of Ataria. Why it should go one way and why it should go the other way. The Shakl of Ataria, it's interesting, the early Achrayim use a Lashin that the Sugi is hard because Rashi was Makatsu. It's a big compliment to Rashi. That the sugi is hard because Rashi was Makatsa. In Maram, you try to use the Maram, wherever the Maram is helpful to you. The Maram says, Shmaitza de Chardel, Gemara, Shmaitza da Kitza ba Rashi Devarav. This sugi Rashi was very Makatsa. Ve'en la shum chibor kim aldera shafishu taisa shikas Rashi. There's no way to understand it except to incorporate taisis into Rashi. Akein echloel pirish hashita b'dvarim ktsarim. Afisha pirishu ataisvis shitas Rashi. So he says he has dvarim ktsarim to explain. I don't know what dvarim ktsarim here means. If he means he wrote very little, not so little. If he means then you don't have to look back from Rashi to taisvis, you'll have one flow, you'll have a flow. But the sugya has numerous pshatim in the Rishayim. We try to make a leaning on it. We'll try to use as much as we could the Maram to understand the flow of the Shakra.